Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Seize the world.
Monday to Friday, 6 to 9 a.m. on kaya959.
On the street, on the air.
So, I don't know if you ever come across this, where a story starts off on social media, it starts doing the rounds, it catches fire, and then before you know it, chaos has ensued. Over the weekend, specifically yesterday, there was a video circulating about a bridge in the city of Tshwane.
Oh, I saw that.
Right? And it looked like this bridge, the pillars, all the pillars that are supporting the bridge had been cut at the bottom. So obviously, I think somebody noticed this. They took a video of it and they posted it on social media. The city of Tshwane then responded on social media in two videos, basically saying, well, yes, we've looked at this, but this is actually nothing to worry about. Generally, when people construct bridges, they will make an allowance for weight variations, right? But also, it's like thermal expansion. Remember, like in science, for example, if you heat up steel, it'll expand. Yeah. If you cool it down, it'll contract.
Mm-hmm.
And because how you build bridges is you've got supporting steel reinforcement, which is then covered in concrete. If that tends to expand and you haven't made provision for that expansion, it can crack the concrete.
Makes sense.
Right? So usually what they'll do is at the top and at the bottom, they'll have either like a buffer of some sort. But this time, I guess they decide to just cut the bridge so that when that does happen, it can have that leeway. It looks very dangerous when you look at it with the naked eye and you haven't got, I suppose, the professional know-how. And I can see why people would be concerned by that, because it literally looks like the bridge has been sabotaged to collapse.
Yeah, it looks like someone tampered with it. That's like background deal, but not throughout the entire cylinder or pillar that holds up these things, like just halfway. It looks very scary, man.
Yeah. It's been like that. The city of Tshwane says it's been like that for the last 20 years. So, dating back to 2004, and then online, you can find videos, for example, on Google Maps, because Google Maps was only prevalent from maybe 2007 onwards.
Mm.
So, on Google Maps, you can see a picture there as early as 2009, which shows that those pillars had also been grinded.
Oh, so it was pre-Amapara doing what they do when it comes to steel.
Yeah, but so
this
might be
the steel gates, right?
Well, the steel is not exposed, so you'd be able to steal it.
Yeah.
But obviously, that's also not the proper way to do things. So what I suspect happened is after the bridge was built, because you get an engineer to come and assess the work now, a structural engineer.
Mm-hmm.
The structural engineer suggested that, hey guys, have you thought about this? And because they hadn't thought about it, then they're like, well, here's a quick fix.
Yeah.
You can include what we call hinges at the bottom, which is just to grind around the poles and the pillars.
Yeah.
And then if the pillars kind of move a little bit, you've got that leeway. Like when I was growing up, we had this building called High Tide, right? It's right by the beach.
Mm.
And because it gets windy by the beach, and this building was kind of narrow, High Tide used to sway.
Ah, yes.
It literally had like an allowance to sway.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And if you were sitting at the roof of High Tide, you'd be able to feel it sway a little bit.
Yeah.
And then there was another one. Which one was that called? I can't remember what that was called. But they built that to be like a W shape, so that it can balance itself out, right? Again, right by the beach. So that when the wind comes, like think of a piece of paper. If you take a piece of paper and you just put it on the table like this, it's very easy to blow away, right?
Yeah.
But if you fold it to a W shape, then it kind of stands.
Mm.
So there's always like those, I guess, structural things that people do that we view and we don't know why they did it.
Yeah.
But later on, it makes sense.
But I would also understand why people would be worried, because it's not so long. The Murray and Roberts Bridge on, was it the
M1?
On the M1.
Yeah. Collapsed.
So people do tend to be like, listen, are you aware of that before something disastrous happens?
Yeah.
You know.
Now, let me tell you another story, also about a bridge. When I was younger, there was a bridge that crosses from Mlazi to Embokodweni, right? And this is, so it's a car bridge. Two-lane car bridge, and then the sides, pedestrians walk.
Oh, okay.
So two-lane car bridge, and then a car barrier, and then pedestrians on the side, and then a human barrier. The human barrier was made out of steel.
Okay.
And I'd always wonder why people would start like sawing the steel off, literally. This is way back. This is maybe like 1991 or 1989 or something.
Yeah.
So I was very, very young. I was like maybe 3 or 4. Yeah. And I was wondering, I was like, why would anybody saw this steel?
Mm.
Because this bridge was high, bro, and it was over a river.
Mm.
So it's like, it's just dangerous. People are going to fall over. And now that I'm older, I realize, obviously, why they were doing it, because they were selling the steel.
Yeah. I mean, we've seen Imikuku built out of street signs.
Yeah, but now, as a thief, don't you think now, with no man, what no. I'm doing is
full
dangerous?
Stop. Oh. No, I don't think. Full stop.
I'm endangering the lives of other people.
But I have mouths to feed too.
Come on, bro. Like, kids could fall over here and die. Your own kids, even.
Bro, yeah. Criminals.
By the way, I'm saying, I'm not saying don't steal. Well, I am saying don't steal.
Please don't.
But I understand if you have to. But come on, bro.
Criminals don't work like that. When they steal street signs or when they steal a robot, they don't think, I may possibly cause an accident here. Or when they steal from you as a person, they don't think, oh, maybe this is his last rand, you know, that I'm stealing that was meant to support his family. When you already choose to commit crime, there's a part of morality in you that is gone.
Yeah.
So you don't think for the next person.
Okay, but those examples that you made, there's still like a secondary effect that needs to take place in order for the peril to act, right?
So that could be instant.
Falling over a bridge, bro, this one is very simple. You can just see it. You've left the bridge exposed. People are going to die here.
But there's also the level of kleptomania. Sometimes kleptomania does not have a purpose. I'm stealing this thing because I can, not because I'm going to use it for anything.
So you're just a vandal.
But because I can, yes. Because it's fun. It's the thrill of possibly getting caught.
Yeah. As a result, so many things are now made out of concrete.
Mm-hmm.
Like greater drains, greater channels, right?
Yes.
So for example, inside of a drain, they used to have grates. And those things will stop the debris from going into the drain, mm-hmm. like underground drain. They now make them out of concrete.
Mm-hmm.
Because previously when they made them out of steel, people would go there and steal the steel.
Mm-hmm. I'm seeing even side barriers on the road.
Yeah.
They are now turning into concrete because people steal the steel.
Hey. Okay, I don't understand it. Give us a shout, though, and let us know. If you've ever seen some kind of vandalism and you're like, why are people doing this? Maybe it can be explained. I just don't get why you'd want to endanger other people's lives for your own selfish reasons. Again, it's bad enough you're stealing, but yeah, that can be understood. But now, an entire bridge, bro. Come on. Singela saying, kumanje, kune bridge elihlanganisa umlazi, F, and Chatsworth. Abafana basike insimbi. And if you walk on that bridge, I'll book on my sides.
Good morning, Sizwe and the team. Mina, about maybe 8 years ago, driving on the M1 South, just past Boysens, on that little Boysens Bridge, I saw a person unbolting that car barrier on the highway. And as I'm passing, there's a police car behind me. They didn't even stop. They just passed him as well. He's literally during broad daylight. All right, guys. Kuraf.
But maybe he was doing maintenance. Maybe he was there for a reason. There's no way someone would be that brazen. Hey?
Well, if they know that the cops will just pass, they won't do anything. Yeah, a lot of things can happen brazenly so.
Yeah, well, Sizwe, when you create an enabling environment, these are the type of things that happen. Yeah, when I love cash for scrap, nalama scrap yard lawa dodgy lawa where you don't know what's actually happening, it's enclosed, you don't have access to it, but there's a lot of cars. Nalama cash for scrap lawa avalekilunga bonu. These are the places that buy these things. When they were supposed to report to the end of the Lento LAT, the land is not supposed to be sold to us. But because of this enabling environment where criminality is rampant, and it's mostly owned by people that are not registered to run those things, yeah, that's why these things happen. But yeah, that's SA for you.
It's crappy, I think, it's always in the chop shop. It was in the same scrapyard is where cars go to die. You know what's up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But now, Nati, we're also to blame. Because if you're looking for a car part and you go to the dealership and they tell you this car part costs 25,000 rand, then come to the town. No, Smugo. What are you looking for? Left light. I've got the left light.
Yep.
Have you seen the lights of my VW? I have fire.
They always get stolen, eh?
So now, do you buy those? Would you buy one off the streets?
I wouldn't, no.
No, I've never needed to.
Really?
But I guess also, if you have a car that is so old that going to the manufacturer to get it brand new as opposed to getting it at a scrapyard...
They sell Porsche lights as well, by the way.
That's what I'm saying.
The expensive one, the Porsche lights, you know.
Yeah, it makes financial sense.
You wouldn't buy it, so...
No, I don't get that. Like, if you're going to buy a car that's that expensive, then why are you buying a car that you can't afford...
No, you can afford, but you want to save money.
A luxury brand.
You can afford, but you want to save money. Either you can pay 45,000 rand for a light, or you can pay 5 scotto.
Just be understanding when your lights go missing, because that's what you're essentially supporting, the black market, where these things are stolen from someone like you.
Mm-hmm.
So you wouldn't? Is that what you're telling me?
No, I wouldn't. No, I wouldn't. No.
Okay.
I've seen the light.
Okay.
And it's not stolen.
I just want to know, but why are people stealing AmaRobots? Why are they stealing AmaRobots? Because we don't have AmaRobots. It's a gun. They steal them. Why?
So, robots have copper wires inside.
Ah.
That's why. Because you sell the copper. It's actually a very thick wire. And so they sell the copper for money.
People will steal anything. As a country, we've given criminals the green light. That's why I don't want to reward.
That's funny.
Guys, the problem with stealing and all this that is happening, destruction, is the scrapyard industry. The scrapyard industry is not regulated. Every Tom, Dick, and Harry can just open a scrapyard and they take whatever comes their way. Can the scrapyard industry be regulated? As in belief.
Yeah, I suppose the trade of precious metals should actually be regulated. Having said that, though, there are some instances where you've got secondhand copper, like if you're getting rid of an old geezer, for example, right? What are you meant to do with that now? You can't throw it away. It's worth something. And it's
true.
So what are you meant to do with it?
Well, follow the whatever regulations that will be put in place of how to get rid of it. Or maybe you can sell up to a certain quantity as just a private citizen.
When you talk about car parts, there's a catalytic converter under the car.
Platinum.
But catalytic converter and then bahambi salapayani platinum.
Yeah, so a catalytic converter has platinum in it. And you know, okay, which platinum is a very precious metal. So that's why it's color love. It's color hard. I know. Hey, good ning. Give us a shout and let us know what your thoughts are. We always want to hear from you.
If you can remember, there was a structure at Power Park, just opposite UJ campus. And Amapara used to paralyze that building. They would steal the steel until that structure collapsed on them. So, yeah. As long as it's Tolile Nsimbi, say Kalisa, how far you feel, unfortunately.
Hi, there's this other guy, Labo Rafana Labo Manyaupe. You know, they were stealing your boy is Toleza Sema Emma Tuneni, my gravesite, I'm a marker. They were made of Izenkenyana. Imagine I grave at Yonke Umuntu Butse everything. These people do not think abanandaba.
Well, that video I saw it this morning, but it's done in badly. Like, even if that was a quick fix, it's done badly. You'd think it was vandalism after all they cut street lights to steal the copper. But also, remember that bridge that fell, I think, on the M2 that was vandalized by Amapara stealing a rebar. And it ended up collapsing on like 3-4 cars in the early hours of the morning. So also when you look at it, it looks like that. If it was done for construction purposes, they could have done it in a more professional manner and it would be understandable.
So this way, there are people who very born by nature, they are vandals. They don't steal those guys. They just vandalize, just in the network control, just to prove what I need corner signs are on my head as to go. So that culture actually emanates from our high school behavior. And then you also get the other bourgeois type of vandals, which would be called graffiti sprayers. They are also in the same breath as vandals. Vamos, Shanja.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.